Here is a story, very short, seemingly very simple, but it's very complicated. And that, again, the idea is that storytellers do not come to the end of a story, and Aesop's fable, like, you know, the audience has to work this out for itself. So I'm trying to show the students what happens during when a story is being told. And in this case, there are two patterns, and as with all works of art, I urge them to go for the rhythm. The idea, you have a setup for the story. The society is, as often happened in Central Africa, once they've exhausted the ecological possibilities of the place where they have been living, they take their entire community and they move it deeper into the forest to allow the place where they have been living to replenish itself ecologically. And this is the story of one such community. Now, in this community are a husband and a wife, and they have a daughter. And many members of the community find the daughter unattractive. She is diseased, she is crippled, she's got sores all over her body. So, indeed, everybody leaves this village, and lying there in the middle of the village, she can scarcely move, is this child. Great pain. And as she lies there, she sees a bird, a magnificent bird, a fifi bird. And the audience will immediately understand that there's no such thing as a fifi bird. A fifi bird is a thing of the storyteller's imagination. It is a perfect bird. It is a bird of God. So she watches as this bird comes into the middle of the community, takes a vine and attaches it from one tree to the next. And then the child watches in rapture as the bird sits on the vine and swings on the vine back and forth, back and forth. And I want to emphasize that's repeated. The child is entranced by the bird. She creeps up to the tree, trying to climb up one of the trees to get up there with that bird, and the bird flies off. And now the child climbs up the tree, and she gets on the vine where the bird had been sitting, and the child now swings on the vine, back and forth, just like the bird, back and forth. As she is doing so, two men, they're called Bira, they've been at war with the Mbuti people for quite some time, they come to this community looking for trouble. Stealthily, they move into the center of the village. They find nobody there. The village is completely empty, except in the very center of the village, swinging on a vine, back and forth, is this child. They go up to the child, one on either side. They raise their weapons. One of them goes up to the child. You are really disgusting. You're ugly. You're diseased. You're crippled. Your own parents have left you behind. We're going to kill you. They throw their weapons at her. Amazingly, the weapons miss her. One of the men is killed. The other, badly wounded, limps back to his own community, goes to his king, tells him, there's a girl back there in the abandoned Mbuti village. She's got the evil eye. She's going to kill us all. So the next day, the king dispatches a small group of soldiers under the leadership of a captain. They go back to this empty village. The captain gives the order. They surround the village. The captain gives the order. They move into the center of the village. They find nobody there. The village is completely empty, except in the very center of the village, swinging on a vine, back and forth, is this child. Captain gives the order, they surround the child. Captain gives the order, they raise their weapons. Captain goes up to the child, you are really disgusting. Ugly, diseased, crippled, your own parents have left you behind. We're going to kill you. He gives the order, there are weapons everywhere. The child is not hit. All the soldiers are killed. One survives. Back to the king, he goes, hey king, we're in trouble. The next day the king dispatches his entire army under the leadership of his most trusted general. And the general takes these hundreds of men, and they go back to the village. General gives the order, they surround the village. General gives the order, they move into the center of the village. General gives the order, they raise their weapons. General goes up to the child, you are really disgusting, you're ugly, diseased, crippled, your own parents have left you behind. We're going to kill you. He gives the order, weapons everywhere, the child is not hit, all the soldiers are killed. One person survives. Back to the king he goes, hey king, it's all over. Finally, the king decides that he will take every member of his kingdom, and they will go back to this village and destroy this child. So the next day the king takes hundreds of people, and they go back to this empty village. And the king gives the order, and they move into the center of the village. They find the village completely empty, except in the very center of the village, swinging on a vine, back and forth, is the fifi bird. And the story comes to an end. So, two patterns, swinging on the vine. First the bird, then the child, then the child, then the child, then the bird. With that pattern, the storyteller is equating them. In the eyes of nature, the bird, in the eyes of God, the perfection of that bird, there is no such thing as a flawed human being. In the eyes of nature, in the eyes of God, all beings are the same. That's how the equating of the two. And the other pattern, when they try to kill her, they end up destroying themselves instead, the storyteller issuing a warning that if you interfere with that relationship of harmony between a human being and nature, between a human being and her God, you'll only end up destroying yourselves. And so here's a tiny little story, but it's got, you know, a pretty rich theme associated.